the month of Adar is different than any other month in the sense that when we make a leap year, we add an extra Adar to the lunar calendar. Hence, there's a concept of Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Now, of course, not every year do we have a leap year, but it's according to a halakhic calculation that the Chachamim set in place, that from time to time, about, let's say, twice in 7 years, we would have a leap year. So the question would be regarding, let's say, halakhot. A person was born in, let's say, Adar Rishon, Adar number one. When is his bar mitzvah? Which means now, well, he was born in a regular Adar, in a regular 12-month year. He was born in Adar, the 15th of Adar. Shushan Purim he was born. The year of his bar mitzvah, there's two Adarim. So which Adar does become a full-fledged bar mitzvah? So the halakha says, for these halakhot, you use the second Adar. So therefore, if a person became, he was born on 15 Adar in a regular year, and the year of his bar mitzvah is two Adarim, his bar mitzvah would be in Adar Sheni. But let's discuss another case. Let's say he was born in a leap year, and he was born in Adar Rishon, and his bar mitzvah is also during a leap year, then his bar mitzvah will be in Adar Rishon. So therefore there is a difference in the two cases that we just brought. Let's review. If he was born in a regular Adar, and the bar mitzvah year is a leap year, it's an Adar Sheni. If he was born in a leap year, Adar Rishon, and the bar mitzvah is in a leap year, the bar mitzvah is as well Adar Rishon. Let's give one more case. A person was born in a leap year on the 30th of Adar Aleph. Now, the 30th of Adar Aleph is technically Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet, because that's when the Rosh Chodesh is. Now, when he got to the year of the Bar Mitzvah, it was a regular year. His Bar Mitzvah would be on the 30th of Shevat, which would be Aleph of Rosh Chodesh Adar. So again, in a case where a person was born in a leap year, 30 Adar Aleph, which is technically Aleph, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Adar Bet. So in a regular year, his bar mitzvah would also be on the 30th of Shabbat, which would be the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Adar.